So it says County Road 181 now, and it's recording.
Okay, that must be good.
But so this is on voice memo because Spotify is fucked up, Anchor. And I can't make it work the way I want it to. But these mics are amazing because you're still recording me loud and clear like I was holding it. But podcast attempt number two. Yeah. It says the recovery may be there, so it may be just a Wi-Fi thing. Once we get outside, it comes back.
We're in recovery.
Yeah, we're in recovery. So, if you want more, if you want more PRI stuff, let us know you want more PRI stuff. But I guess at this point, you've already migrated into Bridgeport. So, well, for those of you that don't know Bridgeport,
yeah, what I was starting to tell you about was the Hondetta guys.
Yeah,
like we were talking.
Oh, back
about
to PRI.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking about the manual swap. Going, hey, bitches, we need a tune.
We need to tune these things. Which they were understanding to, but they're like, there's just not a lot out there.
And the guy's like, I have a real soft spot for the 32. I was like, well, then fucking make it happen. He's like, oh, it's more complex. And I was like, there's no harness that migrates between the two just to share.
I did get his card.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of threatened to start emailing them on a regular basis, bugging them.
Yeah, yeah.
Blow it up.
Yep.
Which we'll share his email. He goes, well, if I get enough want for it.
So... there's only, because it's an older style OBD2 ECU, there's not much to do. Like, even if you had an 01 Integra, the way that Hondetta works is you're not going to use the 01 Integra ECU because it's an OBD2. You're going to get the OBD1, and then they're going to chip it, and then you can flash and do all your stuff from there.
Right.
So you're never going to use an OBD2 ECU, and it has to be... like 05 or newer for them to actually do the reflash stuff, you know, so they're not chipping, they're just going in and flashing. So it's in that middle area where it's
Dark Horse.
Just doesn't work out.
But we did threaten to email them and call.
Oh, we do that. Yeah, that's easy. That doesn't cost anything.
Which I will say, they spent a few bucks on their business cards. They're pretty cool. I meant to bring it for the next time you were around to show it to you. But
I will say, that's the first time I've seen Hondetta at the show too.
At PR,
really?
They may have been there before because I don't see everything. Like, I've kind of walked my aisles.
But only had 45 seconds
between each. Like, it seems like a lot. I'm telling you,
it's
crazy. Really not. And
especially if you find somebody you want to talk to.
You lose 20 minutes. Yeah. You're done.
I was gonna say more than that.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
ECU Masters, we lost an hour and a half. Planned to lose 45 minutes Saturday morning.
Yeah.
Or Friday morning. We lost an hour and a half at that booth, and there were seven of us there.
I learned a lot on programming that.
A ton of information. Absolute ton of information from ECU Masters.
So much stuff that I didn't know about their software that I now know.
Hmm.
And even how to kind of fumble around to make some of that happen.
So they actually had the programmer there. So the guy that wrote the program for it is there, and he's like, here, look. And granted, his English was way worse than mine, but it was still entertaining to listen to him talk and watch him just weave, through it. It was intoxicating. He's like, can we just hire you to come over here for a week? Like, Jesus, man.
Yeah, that's kind of the way
to do it. So the thing is, we have the ability now in ECU Masters to do, it's set up for stage rallies. Well, guess what? Because of stage rally, because it's on Pikes Peak, we can do the same thing. So we're actually going to be able to overlap our data this year on Pikes Peak from run to run on practices to dial in what driver is doing.
That's nice.
Versus what driver was doing run before or run after and overlap at the end of the day, put the 7 or 8 runs we get that morning and see this was fastest and here's why, this was slow, here's why, but you were faster here. It'll also give us the ability to put predictive up on the screen so we can give him a green screen or a red screen if he's faster or slower.
Okay. Yep.
And then we'll finally have the setup that I've been wanting to get, which is when we go into our race mode, screen goes black like your iPhone until something is wrong. And then it starts flashing white, red, white, red. Because I don't want you looking at the screen when you're driving. Mm-hmm. And once you're driving, it's Pikes Peak. On testing, we're probably going to do the green, red, so he's got an idea of reference. But in a race, it just needs to be black, haul ass, until it's terminal. And then the ECU will tell you that it's over.
Yeah.
Until that point, send it.
No,
just
that makes a lot of sense. No, that's cool. Yeah, that's super cool.
Yeah, I learned a lot at PRI on just that.
PRI is weird because I've taken a bunch of people, and I've taken more people that have left working here than I care to mention. so it's like when Paul was wanting to go and Roman's wanting to go, I'm like, well, fuck, I don't want him to leave. Like, can't... can't take you to PRI because you leave. But we all went, took the Cadillac, and it got amazing fuel mileage. And I don't know, PRI is a once a year amazing event.
If you've never been, because now I went, this was my first year. Mm-hmm. Highly recommend. We go next
You'll
year.
Go again?
You should go with.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
No, it's worth it.
And again, you know, throughout the year we work on this stuff, and
you can talk to the people that actually design the shit you're installing. It's unreal.
It gives you the opportunity, like DEI, for example. I put a DEI heat shield kit on Scott's Corvette.
Former sponsor of Apexos, eh?
And so we had time while he had a meeting with somebody. I walked over there, hey, just a little feedback. And it gives you the chance to, I know it's difficult, but this shit, the backing is like impossible to peel off this crap. Yeah.
Oh, you know, the gold stuff? Or what was
now this is the aluminum foil. It's like dimpled. So it's aluminum foil, fiberglass backing, the adhesive that goes in the trans tunnel.
It's like ceramic wool that they put a heavy adhesive on the back of.
They cut it into the exact pattern that fits the trans tunnel. So that's amazing. But to get the little edge peeled off the back, you end up spraying like a half inch of the shit. You're like, God damn it.
You're about ripping the adhesive off trying to get...
And I'd rather them waste like a quarter inch corner tab to leave an actual tab for you to grab. Yeah. It's not super difficult, but it's something that has to be engineered into the CNC plan.
So,
they're not installing it. They're making the kit, right?
And so I did like stop by there and told them like their product is awesome. All the heat shield kits I've done of theirs, they're great. But just this one little thing, it's kind of a pain in the ass.
I say DEI honestly goes on about every vehicle that comes through here.
Yeah.
I mean, it really does.
We use it quite a bit.
So, and I learned a lot about them. I knew of them before sponsorship. But once I got sponsored by them, it was like, holy crap, they have this. Holy crap, and it's just, there's so much more.
I will say this. When you register to go to PRI, set yourself up as a buyer.
Okay.
It goes on your credentials. They want to talk to you.
They see buyer. And
so like you walk up to Vibrant Performance has this huge booth.
Yeah.
We use a lot of Vibrant stuff, E-bands and whatever. And they make all sorts of shit I didn't even know about. But... And so it's cool to walk up and go, oh, hell, I can get this through Vibrant now. But as soon as they all look, they're like, oh, you buy. Yeah.
Yeah, you're a buyer? Wait, you make decisions? Come over here.
Oh.
Because there's a lot.
Money? Okay,
right.
Come here. Yeah, that makes sense.
And now, of course, they're trying to give you a sales pitch. And I'm like, dude, we order your stuff all the time.
That's
but,
why we're here.
Right. Well, they want you to be exclusive. They want to set you up as a direct buyer, which is great. The issue is direct buyer accounts, and ECU Masters is a perfect example of this. I've been a dealer. Now Zach's been a dealer. But if you don't buy the annual sales amount, well, then you're out. Well, I'm not buying two extra ECUs if I don't need them, right? Even though I'm running ECU Masters, if I didn't sell two, I didn't sell two. Vibrant, I'm going to say it's like 10, 11 grand a year you got to buy. That's a lot of Vibrant parts.
Right. So we get them from somebody else.
So Step In, Motor State, Step In, Turn 14, which are also at PRI going, hey, give us your money. Perfect. And that's where you run. It's full circle. It's, I think, the best to me comparison or scale is like I asked him the other day, how many manufacturers of crankshaft did you know before PRI versus how many you saw at PRI? Crankshaft manufacturers, how many can you name? How many crankshaft manufacturers can you name?
Three.
Yeah. Okay. How many do you think you saw at PRI?
12.
13.
And I'll bet you there's 25 plus.
Ones I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unreal.
There's the quintessential Carrillo and, you know, what.
Because, like, they're here, and the next six booths each side is the same.
Cali's had a booth. And the Crank's
How many camshaft manufacturers? Like,
oh
custom
God.
Camshafts. Custom only.
Yeah.
Didn't do anything else other than custom. Shit, even transmissions. How many different transmissions did you see? I mean, it's... The scale is so different than what you see in a magazine. Like, if you saw an ad, I would say this, if you saw an ad in a magazine, let's just use Jericho 4-speed. There are 9 different people that sell that similar transmission there at PRI.
That you didn't know about.
And you didn't know, had no idea. And you show up and they're like, it's like half the price or it's 75% of the price.
I
and you're
can't
like,
tell you how many sequential shift transmissions more than I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Well, that's what's so funny. Like,
everywhere.
If you open up a Jex or you open up a Summit, you only have so many choices.
There
are a lot of choices. But
a lot of choices,
so
but
many
so many. Because it's what they're selling. They want to stock.
Quadruple that.
Yeah.
Like, where
it
is the advertising? Like, how do you find
absolute overload.
Except to go to the PRI show or, you know, your favorite.
It's shocking.
Google, whatever.
So, but, and it's funny, like, yeah. the individual throttle body stuff, that
that
shit that he bought, which is junk.
Speedmaster, fuck them motherfuckers.
I was gonna say you posted some pretty cool pictures on Facebook. So let's go through the pictures and be what was cool? Like, what did you guys?
So I took pictures of one, and I forgot whose it was. I got a card from them, but so I'd have to dig back through my stuff.
Yeah,
it's like an $11,000 ITV.
Sure. CNC ported everything. It wasn't Gen V.
No,
Gen V is not CNC port. CNC milled. This one's CNC milled, and it was freaking amazing. But the pictures of it are intoxicating. But the
I think I posted it. Yeah, this here.
Yeah, that's the picture of the one.
Yeah, with the carbon fiber
trumpets.
Yeah,
on it.
No, that's top notch. Oh, about $11,000-$12,000. What they tell him.
He goes, well, this one's not for sale. But I'm like, well, if I wanted one for an LSA, what would this run? And he goes, $10,000 to $11,000. I was like,
I mean, okay. That doesn't surprise me that much. Like
I wasn't really shocked either. It's a lot of money for something that's not a supercharger, right? And
sure.
But the beauty of it is
So you look at
the quality.
It's not the material.
The balance setup.
It's the time to set it. We talk ITBs. The brand in ITBs is Hillborn, right?
Okay, yeah.
Has been forever. Flatheads up. Like, drag racing forever. Through all the mergers, now owned by Holley.
Huh, okay. So, Holley seems to have bought everything.
Well, it's venture capitalists coming in and buying all kinds of stuff, and it's amazing.
Their booth
is amazing. Oh, yeah. Amazing. Everything you'd ever want.
I tell you, the whole aisle at PRI is huge.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a small grocery store.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Just their stuff.
Yeah. And some stuff I didn't know they made. Like, even some of the modern Hemi stuff they had that was just like, what?
Yeah. I'm like, wow, I didn't know y'all did this.
It's cool. But, so they have an LS3 setup for that. That was one of the pictures that I posted.
Cool, yeah.
Have a mutual friend who works for them media-wise, and some stuff is in the works. We may be putting that on the Apexo set for Pikes Peak.
Cool.
So
yeah.
We're trying. We're hoping. No praying going on, too.
Well, the funny thing about that was it was like a post on Facebook that started it. They posted
it. They posted it, and I was like, hey, here's my pick. Yep, hey, here's the shitty stuff I had. Because I had shitty Speedmaster. Nobody wants that shit. Like, nobody was in that booth. Like, I'm telling you, that booth had three people working in it. Like, four or five products, maybe, in it. Hmm. Black, white logo at the top. That was it. Hmm. And last year, I stopped in there and cussed them pretty good about our stuff, and it was shortly after that that Paul got the intake for the Apexo set from Holley and said, fuck you guys, we're out.
Yep.
And the Sniper, you know, mid-rise. Worked way better.
It's cool, but
it
doesn't run for shit.
Yeah, but
it doesn't help. If it doesn't run, it doesn't matter.
It immediately fired up and ran like a normal car. It was like, oh my God. Like,
everything had been done correctly up until the point of Richard purchasing Speedmaster shit.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah. But here's the thing. When he ordered it, it was a good deal. And when I saw it,
the fucking hella deal. Like,
it looked amazing.
Yeah.
And it did put together. It looked amazing. Yeah. No, it didn't function for shit.
Yeah.
It was truly form over function. So if you were taking a show car that you literally would bolt it on and just push it in and out.
That'd be perfect. Perfect.
Yep.
They no longer sell that kit, by the way. Summit has two of them in stock. I sent them an email advising them against it. Speaking of Summit. Example, we order a good bit of stuff through Summit because it's faster than Motor State. So Summit in Dallas now, we can order and boom, UPS is here next day. Like UPS Brown.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that fucking red, white, blue bullshit that takes for fucking ever. Fuck those communist motherfuckers. But if it was shipped brown, we'd have it the next day if we ordered by 3. What, 6 months ago, 7 months ago, we stopped getting that. Everything started coming FedEx.
Okay.
So it'd be 2-3 days. Like, what is this shit?
From Dallas.
Yeah, from Dallas. Like, this makes no sense.
I fucking drove up there and got it.
Go back to UPS, right?
Yeah.
Well, we're walking around. They have a Summit booth. Oh, here, sign up. You got my email. Don't worry. You don't need my fucking email. You got it. Oh, anything else I can help you with? I was like, actually, yes. There's something else you can help me with. I said, my fucking shipping. He's like, okay, what's up? And I'm like, used to be we would order a package. As long as we ordered it by 3, we'd have it the next day. I said, that's just how it worked. Being Dallas, we're in Houston. It's a major hub to a major hub. It wasn't a big deal. I said, now it's 2 to 3 days. I said, it used to come UPS, and now it's FedEx. Like, oh, hold on. What's your address? Types in my address. Okay, Richard Tallman recites my phone number. I'm like, holy crap. Like, he pulls up. Okay, you just bought this? And he's like, reads the last three invoices. I'm like, that's me. Okay. And he goes, it's fixed. What do you mean it's fixed? Like, what did you do? Mm-hmm. He goes, somebody moved it from UPS preferred shipper to FedEx. Now everything you order will be shipped UPS Brown unless you specify otherwise. Cool. I couldn't do that anywhere but at PRI. Like,
right.
Try getting on the phone to 1-800, right? 1-800-SUMMIT and figure that shit out. At PRI, he had a computer on Wi-Fi. Done.
That's sweet.
That makes a trip worth it in itself.
Yeah.
The amount of shit we order from fucking Summit. Jesus.
Quite a bit.
A lot from Summit.
Quite a bit.
Summit should sponsor us.
It's gotten to the point where I would order stuff at Summit and have it shipped to my house.
Because it would come faster.
My name, my account. Oh, man. Mine must be still stuck on UPS.
We don't know what happened, but something happened and it came FedEx. Now it's back.
Now
it's back.
Cool.
But yeah, I would order shit, have it sent to the house. And I, like he said, if you ordered it at 10 o'clock this morning, I'd have it tomorrow.
That's pretty sweet.
No, it's amazing. And that's like the modern world, right?
Yeah.
So I did stop by one booth. I didn't get to talk to somebody. I tried to twice, which is the Swift Spring booth. So I know a guy there. Because I was wanting to get A, Honda stuff, and then B, talk to him about 2024 and Apex set. Because I would really like to go up there with like 5 or 6 different choices for Yuri or for a driver to work on, to go through and figure out what they want spring rate wise.
Sure.
Because we're doing a lot of testing, but the course itself and the times that you've got 3 wheels on the ground and 1 knot. Is not optimal for any car, but no car can keep all 4 wheels on the ground on Pikes Peak. It's not going to happen. So each driver, once you're there, complains. Or the 2 times I've been there and with my car, every time I've been there supporting anybody else, everybody complains about spring rate and shock rate. Always. Bilstein,
had a good talk with them.
Last year was there at Pikes Peak, or actually I guess 2 years ago now, supporting Kim Block and Randy Post.
Mm-hmm.
I spoke to the lady who is in charge of that. It does not look like they'll be back, but she encouraged me to send any data logs that we have to them, and they would be happy to assist us in going faster up Pikes Peak.
I love that.
And I was like, that is amazing. Yep. So Inertia Lab is going to help us with revalving these and rebuilding completely because they're now 8 years old, 9 years old. It's time to take them completely apart, rebuild them. And then go beat them on a little bit. So between that and spring rate, it'll be amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Kim made it.
I love your shirt.
9 volt. Is this one good? Did you check
it?
The
best.
I know. You don't need no more shock your mouth.
Just lick it.
Yeah, she's all about it.
You sure you want it?
Just lick it.
Yeah, just lick it. It's fine. It's fine. What's the worst that's going to happen? It's 9 volts.
You don't
like
me.
I
don't
do
it. 9 volts.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, I know. You're all about it. She's like, one more. One more before it's gone. All right, that's good. Yep.
It's spicy.
Shocker.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So the Brazoria County last night, or 2 nights ago, dude got tased, Kim, by Brazoria County Sheriff. Got tased. There were 3 Brazoria County Sheriffs there, a Manville officer there. He was drunk, has
the
a gun, arguing
wife?
With his wife. No, the guy. And they tase him, gets tased, falls down, recovers, jumps up, and fires his gun at a cop.
Holy shit.
All 4 officers fired, 3 sheriffs, 1 Manville. All 3 shots hit. 3 in the chest, 1 in the face. Dude's still alive. I'm like, you got tased, you got shot 4 times. Alcohol's amazing.
Not his time. Just wasn't
Not his time to go.
Go buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah, yeah, like you should be dead.
Yep.
4 shots by police officers. And then all 4 police officers put on hold. Over this way. If you're going for a beverage.
Oh,
that way is probably better. You're fine.
Or you're a strong,
you're good.
Independent woman. You can go without
go wherever
anybody,
you want.
Any door you want.
Out the window.
Whatever. I've done it.
It happens.
I had to get in here one time.
The difference is I'm still fully clothed. You jump out the window.
Me? Oh. My walk of shame? My jump of shame.
Jump of shame. Bounce before I get home. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to interrupt your story. No, go ahead.
So I was going to say the biggest disappointment for me at PRI was HP Tuners.
Oh, here's really? Booth.
I would agree.
So here's the thing. I don't know if
what
you know
was
this.
Disappointing about? Yeah.
They've come out with their own standalone. It's called. I didn't know the core. Right. It's not out till Q1 next year, but they've been hyping it up online. You know,
it's out there.
It's. They had one in.
I'll say this. In their booth, that's the only thing people were looking at. And the difference
in that
booth,
in the back.
It was off to the side and the back foremost portion of their spot. And that's the only thing people were looking at, and there was not a salesman over there talking to them. Not one.
Not a word.
So it's the newest, greatest thing they're
going to
offer.
When you're standing there looking at it,
in the
nobody,
back.
Nobody
hey, Keelan from ShitFit trying to call. But huh. You can't call right now, sir.
And look, I will say this. HP Tuners is a good company.
Very rarely do
I spend quite a bit of money with them. Yeah. I'm not their biggest customer. I know this. But, for example, when my shit got stolen out of his truck, I bought another HP Tuner dongle. They applied all my credit. I had to ship it back to them. They applied all my credits that I already paid for.
Nice, yeah.
Shipped it back to me on their own dime. Didn't ask for their... I mean, they were quick.
Yeah.
Here, I mean...
They're prompt. There's no issue there.
It literally was received on a Tuesday morning. They put the credits into it that I'd already paid for, and it was shipped back out that night to me. I had it like a day or so late.
And what I'll say, though, is... And they've got...
their customer service is great.
Yeah.
They got the F1 helmet out front in the case, which is
they
cool.
Because they sponsor Piastri.
They sponsor Piastri.
Ah, okay. Generous.
So it was very cool to see his Vegas helmet there.
Sure.
Right, but there was even nobody around that because I don't think people realized what it was unless you're an F1 guy. Like, all these drag racer circle track guys just walking by
there's
it.
No, besides that, there's no connection between
right,
HP
there's nothing. Like, you're
F1.
Like, what?
I'm like,
yeah,
they're turning
yeah.
those
like,
F1
what?
Cars with HP.
And what I'll say is, and I'm not bagging on HP Tuners yeah. specifically, but their marketing prowess, their salesmen were there this year, was a tenth of what I've seen in the past. I've walked by in the past and had people grab my shoulder, hey Richard, and I'll tell you, in the 7 years I've been prior, I've never walked by that booth without somebody grabbing me, and it's not always been the same guy. Now, same guy's been there for the last four, he wasn't there this year, but my point being, not one person even looked up, not one person said a word to Paul or
they
myself
weren't doing it. There was nobody else there,
and we're spending money with them, and it's like yeah. if there's nobody there, your job there at PRI is a salesman, like that's it.
Yeah.
Somebody's walking by, sell them something, get an address, get a number. But to just stare your head at the concrete, why are you there? Or blue carpet, sorry,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
why are you there?
Yeah.
And
spend money on a big
those,
old booth.
Those are the things when you go to PRI and you look. And granted, the way they perform at PRI does not specifically tell you a lot about the company, but it tells you a lot about the company. It truly does.
To me, it was just, like I said, it was kind of disappointing. I would have expected a little more interaction. When you're looking at their thing that's spinning around in a little glass case and it's
nope.
like...
Nope, they're just like...
Like, they didn't even pay attention to the fact that I was standing there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unreal.
And there were
yeah,
five
let,
of them
look,
sitting over there
them.
By the front of the booth.
Yeah, we're cutting through the booth, too.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I, they don't, whatever.
It is what it is. So, that was kind of a shocker, in my opinion, mm-hmm. but... But
versus
yeah,
you walk into a booth like Holly, and they're all over you.
Dude, yeah. you barely
right.
Get
you walk into Wilwood, they're all
like,
over you. I mean, you walk into ECU Masters,
Brembo.
All over you. Brembo,
Brembo
was another one.
All over you.
And you're like, you have
Vibrant.
Nothing I can afford.
The no. Vibrant guy.
Right? Vibrant, another one.
The
yeah.
Vibrant guy was like, as soon as I stepped onto their piece of carpet, he was...
Stainless Works was another one for me.
Stainless
Works was
yeah.
nuts.
Huh, okay.
And dude, they have so Ice. Many products that I would love to have. Golly. Amazing.
The Oz guys were awesome.
So imagine Vibrant,
speaking
but Stainless
of
Works.
Break, that's Brembo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the one. Yeah, I saw
Did you
that,
see
one.
That.
I saw the inside.
Yeah.
Of the,
yeah.
The
all
the
lightning.
Ceramic?
Yeah.
Is that yeah. What that one is? Yeah, yeah.
Unreal.
It's cool.
Like,
so cool.
The machining time alone on that's got to be just unreal. Yeah.
So
Facebook, if you want to see the pictures, hit up Richard Tomlin, or you hit up Apex Auto Works, or you can hit Paul Odessa 2, right?
Yeah.
And you'll see the pics that he posted, that I posted. And you can link those to the podcast and maybe follow along.
Yeah.
I'd go back. To me, that's better than SEMA. I've always wanted to go to SEMA. I've never been. I've watched so many videos of it. And the builds are cool. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm. Dude, Bluetooth driveshaft is like the next best thing. So telling you.
Yep.
Yeah.
It took Paul a minute, but yeah. Wait, oh, fucking Bluetooth drive shaft. God damn it, Richard.
Bluetooth everything
yes.
else. Why not just
yeah.
Bluetooth drive
Bluetooth drive shafts. Yeah. Good things. Well, Gear Vendors is another booth that was there. That's the first time I ever saw Gear Vendors. It's like all the ads for it, they don't ever show you the Gear Vendor and what it is. But it's like a miniature transmission. Probably 10, 12 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically attaches to the rear of your trans. And it is amazing. I don't know if you know about them, but they use them for drag racing a lot.
I've never heard this before.
Gear Vendors?
Yeah.
So basically take your final drive.
Huh?
And instead of being like my car, so we run a 2-speed, right?
Yep.
So you put a Gear Vendor on it, it'd be like running a 6, but you push a button and basically it engages so a huge overdrive and your RPM goes from 3 grand to 1200.
Okay. Yeah.
And just cruising down a road.
Huh.
Gear Vendors. You need
cool.
to look them up. They're amazing.
That sounds so cool.
But they've got the little video demonstration and it shows you output speeds and push the buttons. And it's like, it's cool to see that stuff up close and personal.
Yeah.
Be able to touch it, feel it. Oh, that's what it does. Okay, yeah. Now I understand.
Because you can think you know how it works.
No, but until you touch it.
Explaining it to you right there in front of you and showing
well,
you.
Well, like, yeah, Tremec had a
booth. Oh,
yeah.
The and, cutaway and trans.
Know, so they have all the cutaway transes and stuff.
Yeah.
G-Force did too. But like Tremec, they're making basically their version of like the T5. So if you're still looking for a T5 or something to swap into
they make
whatever.
It.
They make it
world class,
but it'll hold up to 600 horsepower. They're actually priced reasonable enough. It's not like a T56
or 138 pounds like a T56.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. It's a much
lighter, much smaller package.
I was like, hey, because the T5s are like hard to get now. Yeah. They're gone.
Didn't used to be,
but now
you
can buy them for a dime a dozen.
Not anymore. Now they're hard to get. I mean,
they're like buying RX-8
they've
now.
They've gotten almost unobtainium.
Yeah, RX-8s are a dime a dozen, for sure.
Although I know a guy with two.
For sale?
Yeah. Everything's for sale.
They don't run?
I don't know if they run.
They don't have to. It's the same price. It's the same price.
Running
or not.
I know they're not
matter.
Stock motors. I know that. I know they want to stock.
It doesn't matter.
I still think one of those with an LS3 would be
that's the way to
an
go.
Amazing daily driver.
Yep.
I that really
would be
do.
The way to go.
Yep. No argument there.
Wait, I have an LS3. Maybe.
We can find you a cheap RX-8. That's not the issue either.
This is true too.
Yeah. Finding LSs and finding RX-8s.
I actually.
That's the easy part.
If the LS3 shows up the way I believe it does, then it probably goes into Mopar just to make my brother pissed. Why not?
Yeah.
It'll be okay. What's the worst that's going to happen? Nothing.
It runs.
Whatever.
Nothing. It runs. It gets driven.
Well.
It does smoky burnouts, and we smile about it because you're not going to tear that Dana up with that. Not at all.
Yep.
It'll take all the horsepower you want there. It better get better tires. That'd be about it. What else about PRI? And here's the thing. This sounds like a podcast of Richard touting things, but you went. It was your first time. Roman and I went. Ben Jones was there with Southern Adrenaline. We ended up staying at his house one night. I also had Ben from Colorado there. We had a lot of Pikes Peak people there that I ran into, some Radical Cup people. It was and is always, in the 7-8 years I've been now, just an amazing experience. And it's, if you're into cars at all, to enough that you're listening to this podcast, even if you're a, pardon my language, lemons only guy, you will find things here that will blow your fucking mind. It's just...
Dude, the safety seats. The race seats.
Different seats.
Yeah. How many vendors did you know made those?
Same about 10, maybe. 10, maybe, yeah.
Like, I didn't know there were so many.
Oh, yeah.
So...
And they all had, like...
Do you know the name Randy LaJoy? So, the joy of seating. Randy LaJoy, the joy of seating.
Okay.
Dude is amazing.
He's actually pretty cool.
When you watch NASCAR,
uh-huh.
I'll say 80% of NASCAR seats are Randy LaJoy seats.
Okay.
We're in his booth, and we're shaking hands and talking, and just, this is why I did this, this is why I did this, and we're talking about...
just like us. These motherfuckers. Yeah. Seriously.
Because we're going over SFI and FIA certifications on the aluminum seats.
Okay.
He now has integrated... bolt holes for your belts to the seat, which is not allowed in any sanctioning body ever.
The amount of reinforcing in the seat
makes it acceptable, and it passed all the FIA tests, all the SFI tests. Nobody else has it.
He
has
it.
He
told us all about it.
Yeah.
Like, we spent 15 minutes going through it, and you're like, I just spent 15 minutes with Randy LaJoy. Like,
Yeah, he was
unreal.
There.
That's
the
him. You're
the company.
Yeah. We're this close, chatting Randy LaJoy. Like, this is unreal. I mean, and his seats. I've not bought one, but I've been told you don't show up at less than $3,000. Most of them are $7,000 to $8,000 a piece.
Yeah.
They're there to protect you. They're there to save your life. And when you're at that level of racing, that's what matters.
That's it. Yeah.
And it's that was honestly probably one of the highlights of my PRI for me.
I guess
yeah.
Well, because
so, like, we didn't realize,
the history
didn't realize
of
it.
What he's done
and
the seats.
And then he hands you a card and you're like, wait a minute, you're the owner of the company.
He is
like,
that
yes.
guy.
Yeah, but he was just like we're
one of the dudes.
He'd sit here and drink a beer and talk whatever.
Yeah.
That kind of guy.
Cool.
But those are the people that you see at PRI. Like, the stuck-up guys, sorry, are the ones that are standing in a booth looking at the blue floor or the concrete and not doing what they're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Other ones are out there actually working the floor and meeting. It is your target audience. These people paid money, came to a city to see you. Like, you can't get any more fish in a barrel. Like, just fire the gun. Fire the gun. Like, we're going to give you money.
Yeah.
But you have to talk to us. You have to communicate with
but,
us before we do
he
that.
He was straight up like, hey, if y'all need seats, he gave us all cards. He's like, give me a call.
And being sponsored by UltraShield, myself,
yeah.
I walk by the UltraShield booth. Mandy and them are so busy, they can't even fucking look up.
Yeah.
Like, they're fucking buried.
Good for them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm talking to a guy who does some impact foam for them. And I'm trying to have the conversation about what foam he's using. I don't need his formula. Like, what foam are you using? He was more worried about giving me the formula to his foam than anything. Oh, I don't share that. Like, I install it and it's wrapped and what. Dude, I live like 1,000 miles from you. I'm not hitting any of your freaking business,
stealing,
I promise, right? Like, I pour
business.
Like 7-8 seats probably every 6 months, like one a month maybe. Like, I'm not your guy to worry about. But he wasn't giving up any of that. He was like, all right, I'm done. Bounce, move to the next one. Because you only got 45 seconds.
Yeah, we did spend some time at some of them. But and LaJoy was a surprise, like...
Real surprise. I've been by his booth 7 years in a row.
Talking to us, we were just checking the seats out. I mean, nothing. It's kind of like the showroom floor, right?
Yeah.
And he just come over and hey, how are you guys doing? And again, maybe he saw a buyer on.
I was drawn to the belts. I'm like, you can't attach the belts to the seat. And he goes, well, actually, and I'm like, oh shit, like, because I see the tag. I'm like, that's the man. Like, this is cool shit. And I'm like, I'm getting a lesson. Shut up, Richard. Listen. And he spent the time and the research to make it happen. And it's like, so how long before everybody rides his coattails? Because that's, and what he's saying is like, everybody here is stealing this idea. Next year, everybody will have it. And I'm like, you're right, but I want to learn from you and what you did. Let's walk through the process. We went through it. And
he did.
It was amazing.
Cool.
Absolutely amazing. Because for me, everything I'm supposed to be focused on there is safety, safety, safety. Like, that's my focus. That's my push. I will say Lifeline came out with a couple new fire systems. They've got an EV fire system now, which is freaking amazing. They got a remote detonation fire system. As a promoter, say when Grosbeck Grand Prix happens again this year, that's a leak. First time that's happening. Grosbeck Grand Prix will happen in 2024 again.
Everybody get ready.
It happens. I, as a race official, will have a station where as long as I have GPS signal to it, I can detonate the fire extinguisher system on the vehicle.
Huh.
So just like when we were using the rally system at Pikes Peak, we see a car that goes zero movement, we see zero RPMs or high RPMs, we can hit a button and discharge the fire system. So that was huge.
Out from under it,
right.
Just,
boom, hit the button. The EV system is completely different. It actually uses sensors, so it actually go off between the batteries, which is where your fire system is, because the conventional fire systems don't work. They got to use Novec for that. But a lot of these EV cars having trouble getting access to a track, let alone being able to run, unless the track has 10,000 gallons of water. Well, look, if you have an EV Lifeline system on, what happens there? Now you've got your own protection. You got your own ability to put the fire out, so to speak, right? It should help. But those were two big things. Lifeline also has belts. They've been out for 3 years, but they've got a couple new systems, and one that I like a lot. I'd mentioned it. And I hate to say this at the same time, but I mentioned it to UltraShield and I said, oh yeah, we have that. I hadn't seen it from UltraShield yet, but they have a sub belt that actually has the 2-inch adjuster on it. So instead of just having your cam and your regular lace, they've just added an actual adjuster on it so that when you're doing the endurance racing, Lemons, with a driver that's 5'2 in a Miata and a driver that's 6'3 in a Miata, the sub belt length is the issue. Lap shoulders you can adjust, but subs have never been adjustable. Hmm. Lifeline's the first people I've seen adjust it, even though UltraShield says, oh, you can order one that way. Well, ordering it that way versus being provided that way is completely different.
Standard.
So Lifeline's got that going for them, and we'll see some of those at Pikes Peak this year, I'm sure.
Cool. Yeah.
So fun stuff. A lot of good things. A lot of crazy technological things, too. The in-car lighting system, absolutely huge. There's probably 7-8 companies now providing that, maybe 9.
Really?
Most people only know of Flagtronics.
Okay.
There's at least 7 others at PRI selling the exact same thing.
Cool.
Flagtronics, of course, being the largest one. But I was showing somebody a poster I have from 1995 when I was at Indy. Indy had that system in 1995. Right? And here we are in 2023, getting ready for 2024, bitching about it for endurance level racing or SCCA club racing level. We're still trying to recruit people to put them on corners and pay them $100 a day. 17 people, $100 a day, 1,700, 5 events a year. Like, you could just do a fucking electronic system and you're done. Very, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, that's something that I think we were talking about for a long time. I just have never gotten over that hump. Well, why aren't we just doing it?
Like, it's simple.
At this point, it's not even that expensive.
No, it's cheap. It's cheap.
It's not that.
Okay, so we're at 36 minutes and 33 seconds. We're going to pause this
one.
It's long, but we haven't done it for a while, so maybe people want to listen.
Yeah.